This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Proportional vote counting nears completion. Election Commission to submit final election report to President by March 21st. Judicial Council recommends 6 Supreme Court Justices for Chief Justice post. Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi urges to safeguard important documents with possibility of special flights under review. And U.S. strikes 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels near Strait of Hormuz. Now the news in detail. The vote counting under the first-past-the-post system in the House of Representatives election has been completed with results declared from 164 constituencies. According to the Election Commission, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has emerged as the dominant force, winning 125 seats. Meanwhile, counting under the proportional representation system is nearing completion. According to the data from the Election Commission, around 10.7 million votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received more than 5.13 million votes, accounting for about 48% of the total counted votes. The Nepali Congress is in second place with more than 1.74 million votes, followed by the CPN-UML with over 1.44 million votes. The Nepali Communist Party stands fourth with more than 800,000 votes, while the Shram Sanskriti Party has secured around 378,000 votes. Similarly, the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has received more than 329,000 votes so far. Both the Shram Sanskriti Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party have crossed the 3% threshold required to be recognized as national parties under the proportional representation system. Meanwhile, the Election Commission is preparing to submit the final report of the March 5 House election to the President around third week of March. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari said the proportional vote counting is in its final stage and the report is expected to be submitted by March 21st. According to the Constitution of Nepal, the President must convene the first session of the Federal Parliament within 30 days after the final election results are submitted. The formal process of forming a new government begins after this step. Under Article 76 of the Constitution, the President appoints the parliamentary party leader of the party holding a majority in the House as the Prime Minister. With its strong performance in both the direct and proportional systems, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is expected to command a decisive majority in the 275-member House of Representatives and is likely to form the next government on its own. The Judicial Council has recommended 6 justices of the Supreme Court for the position of Chief Justice. The recommendation comes as incumbent Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Raut is set to retire after reaching the mandatory retirement age of 65. Under existing legal provisions, justices who have served at the Supreme Court for at least 3 years are eligible to be considered for the position of Chief Justice. The law also requires that a recommendation for the new Chief Justice be made at least a month before the incumbent retires. However, the Constitutional Council has not yet been fully formed following the recently concluded House election as the Speaker, Deputy Speaker and the leader of the main opposition party are yet to be finalized. According to the constitutional provisions, the Chief Justice nominee recommended by the Constitutional Council must undergo a parliamentary hearing before being formally appointed. A meeting of the emergency response team formed under the coordination of Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai has decided to continue monitoring the safety of Nepali citizens in the West Asia region and to study the possibility of operating flights if necessary. The meeting held at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs reviewed the efforts made so far by the government of Nepal to ensure the safety and protection of Nepali citizens currently in West Asia. It also decided to provide necessary assistance to those who have been in contact with Nepal's diplomatic missions in the region. Meanwhile, the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi has urged Nepali nationals living in the UAE to keep their important documents safe. In a notice issued, the embassy requested Nepalese residing and working in the UAE to regularly check the validity of their passports and keep digital copies of important documents, including passports, citizenship certificates, and Emirates ID cards. The embassy has also advised Nepalese visiting the embassy or consulate offices for services to remain aware of their personal safety and the security situation in the area and to follow local information and security protocols before visiting diplomatic missions. The ambassador of China to Nepal, Zhang Maoming, paid a courtesy call on Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal yesterday. According to the Ministry of Home Affairs, the meeting held at Singha Darbar discussed various aspects of Nepal-China relations and cooperation. During the meeting, Ambassador Zhang congratulated Nepal on the successful conduct of the House of Representatives election and reaffirmed China's commitment to strengthening bilateral relations. Meanwhile, Israel has also congratulated Nepal on the successful completion of the parliamentary elections, calling it an important step towards strengthening democracy. Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Samuluk Eri Bas, speaking at a press conference in Kathmandu, expressed Israel's interest in expanding cooperation and friendship with Nepal. In a separate message, Pakistan also congratulated Nepal on the successful conduct of its general election. Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Isaak Dar extended congratulations to the people and leadership of Nepal. Air pollution and haze have affected several regions in the recent days, reducing visibility and worsening air quality. Haze from pollution drifting from factories in the Tarai and from across the border has reduced visibility and worsened air qualities in major cities, including the Kathmandu Valley and Pokhara, where high levels of fine particulate matter have been recorded. Department of Environment under the Ministry of Forest and Environment has urged the public to take precautions, including wearing masks outdoors, properly maintaining vehicles, and avoiding the burning of waste and crop residues. Authorities have also called for better management of construction activities and strict enforcement of pollution control standards in industries. Meteorologists say the haze has been influenced by a high pressure system and a lack of rainfall, which has allowed polluted air to accumulate. However, the Meteorological Forecasting Division expects the haze to gradually clear as weather conditions improve and light rainfall occurs in some areas. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Explosions have been reported in Tehran as fighting continues between Israel and forces from Israel. Explosions have been reported in Tehran as fighting continues between Iran and forces from Israel and the United States. Iranian authorities say nearly 10,000 civilian sites have been bombed and more than 1,300 civilians killed since the conflict began. According to the BBC, the U.S. military said it has destroyed 16 Iranian vessels capable of laying naval mines near the Strait of Hormuz, one of the world's busiest oil routes. Meanwhile, cross-border attacks have continued. Iranian missiles have struck parts of Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Israel says it has carried out strikes targeting infrastructure linked to Hezbollah in southern Beirut. Several Gulf countries, including Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, UAE, and Saudi Arabia, have reported intercepting missiles and drones. The conflict has also raised concerns about global energy supplies as tensions around the Strait of Hormuz have pushed up oil prices. Despite the escalation, officials on all sides say the situation remains fluid with no clear timeline yet for an end to the conflict. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly regions of Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as other hilly regions of the country, while the remaining areas will likely remain partly cloudy, with haze likely at a few places in the Tarai and valleys today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as at one or two places in the Tarai regions of Madhes, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini provinces today. The division has also stated that the country is under the partial influence of westerly winds and a high pressure system in the upper atmosphere and a low pressure area in the lower atmosphere near the eastern region of the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 15 to 17 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 24 and 26 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Proportional vote counting nears completion. Election Commission to submit final election report to President by March 21st. Judicial Council recommends 6 Supreme Court justices for Chief Justice post. Nepali Embassy in Abu Dhabi urges to safeguard important documents with possibility of special flights under review. And U.S. strikes 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels near Strait of Hormuz. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.